Planning, planning, planning. You cannot ever overplan, as long as you don't use planning as an excuse not to move forwards and get into the implementation and action stage of your goal. Spend some time now with your journal, running through all the stages we have covered so far. By now you should be confronting your mental blocks or anchors that hold you back. You will be moving towards a more positive frame of mind and getting in the mood for achieving your goal. Being organized is very important, as is taking care that your surroundings are as conducive as possible to what you are doing. We can't all sit in mahogany-paneled offices to make our plans, but we can all try to have somewhere tidy and pleasant in which to work on our goal.
Using music can be incredibly powerful. It can make us feel sad, help us feel relaxed and peaceful, or make us feel alive and empowered. If you have a favorite piece of music that inspires you, use it when you are planning your goal. It can help you get in the mood and into that can-do frame of mind. On occasions when you feel less enthusiastic, you can put on that piece of music and allow it to access more positive feelings. Also, think about films that have had a positive, motivating, or energizing effect on you. Write them down. Lorraine uses The Horse Whisperer.
I identify strongly with the film, not because I have ever been involved in a riding accident, but because I was very badly injured in a car accident. I use the scene when the girl gets on the horse for the first time as a very motivating scene for me. In fact, I first saw the film when I was injured and I felt very inspired by it and became determined to be that girl. I use it to this day whenever I want to achieve something that feels hard or difficult. I just think of me stepping into that scene and I feel the feelings of fear and bewilderment melt into confidence and achievement.
Aromatherapy has deservedly taken its place as credible and extremely beneficial therapy. There is a wide range of powerful relaxant and energizing oils now available that can be used in massage or oil burners. When we look at our surroundings, we should try to create an environment that inspires us into a work and success mode. Ask yourself if your space feels inviting. Am I happy to sit down and work here? Does this space make me feel motivated? Is it tidy and clutter-free? Make sure that you have adequate lighting. This might seem a small thing, but makes a big contribution to your comfort. You might be lucky to have a window nearby, but otherwise, get a good desk lamp.